In the studio with me today, we've actually got Carl Roberts from Hallmark Care Homes. Morning, Carl.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me today.
It's a bit cold. I would have put some heating on outside.
Oh, it's a beautiful morning. I was driving through the country lanes and like the mist was hanging on the fields. It was fantastic.
Don't you love that?
Oh, it was lovely.
Do you know what I really like? This is off subject, but what I really like is night fishing getting there really early during the summer when you see the mist rising off of the... off of the water.
Very
it's
nice.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Lovely time of day. It really is. Anyway, you're going to have a chat with us now about Hallmark Care Homes.
Yes. So my name's Carl, as you've said, and I'm one of the new managers at Hutton View, which some of your residents might have seen going up in Hutton on the Rayleigh Road. One thing that Hallmark are really passionate about are developing really high quality environments for residents. It's not just about having lovely bedrooms and lovely lounges. It's all of the extra facilities we're putting in, really developing a high level hotel environment, but with that fundamental homely feel.
It's about, because a lot of the care homes, they actually put on little singers during the afternoon and they sit and have a sing with people. Little bits and pieces like that, bingo. I think that's really important, to be honest with you. And it doesn't matter what it is, it could be colouring in the room. But as long as people are kept busy and doing things, I think that makes a better environment, personally.
I fully agree. It's certainly a lifestyle choice these days. Mm. And those things you mentioned there around bingo, yes, those are the classics. But actually, what can we deliver to residents to rediscover their old passions?
Yeah.
One of our care homes recently took some residents who were living with dementia sailing.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's the possibilities are limitless with what we can do. We have hairdressers and hair salons in our care home. We have a therapy room, so residents each week can go down and have their hair done, blow dry, bit of pampering. We've got a cinema in there, beautiful gardens.
Oh,
so,
my word.
It really is a fantastic environment there.
It's like an estate on its own.
Well, it's about delivering that hotel quality environment, but with that homely feel. And I think that's a really tricky balance to get right, but Hallmark have really nailed it in finding that balance there.
That is really important, because as you say, you can't just stop. You can't just, because you're retired or you're living in a care, you can't just stop and do nothing all day long, because the boredom would be horrendous.
No, exactly. And we're building a community. So with Hutton, Hutton View, we've got 77 rooms there, 8 of which are suites, which means that it's fantastic for couples to come down, really enjoy their time with us, and have restaurant quality meals, have that lifestyle element there, and really, rediscover their passion for life.
I found out when I was when my mother had sadly passed with dementia before that, I found out that there's different levels of care home. I didn't realise that before at that particular point. What levels do you take care
of? So yeah, there's a lot of choice out there in the care markets, and with our care home at Hutton, we're going to be delivering residential care, dementia care and nursing care, which means that when someone moves into Hutton, Hutton View, if your needs were to change during that time, the likelihood is that you wouldn't necessarily have to leave that care home, because we can care for someone throughout their journey, whatever happens.
Now, I know you're developing community hubs, aren't you, and community groups.
Mm.
And we was having a chat a while ago with something that I thought was absolutely fantastic about the stickers in certain shop windows.
Yeah, so obviously we're a care home, but it's my passion to create a community hub.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we're doing at Hutton View is helping to launch the Brentwood Dementia Action Alliance, which is about building dementia-friendly communities.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be inviting in support services to host groups there, carers hubs, memory cafes. We'll be working with Brentwood Council and other businesses locally to make the high street dementia friendly, and really provide a service to residents whereby they're not sort of left wondering where to turn to.
Because you do, once somebody is diagnosed with the early onsets of dementia, it's almost, well, that's it, go on, off you go then. And the family especially go, what now then? What, do we just sit and wait? It's like waiting for a time bomb to go off.
Of course, it's about supporting people through their journey.
Yeah.
when you get that diagnosis, you might have to start with domiciliary care, and eventually you may need to come to Hutton View.
Yeah.
But throughout that journey, if we're there to put an arm around your shoulder and say, look, you know, we can help you with this support service, or come along to our home to meet with, say, Hearing Help Essex or the Alzheimer's Society or the Memory Cafe, your journey, you're not alone through that journey. And then if the time comes that you need to come to stay with us, then, you know, you've got that relationship, and it's not so scary to go.
Now, you mentioned Memory Cafe. Can you explain what that is exactly?
So what we're hoping to set up with one of the local memory cafes is an environment whereby people living with dementia and their carers can come down for a couple of hours, have a cup of tea, have a piece of cake. They can... you know, meet support services, meet members of our team, because with Hallmark, what we're really passionate about is developing team members. So when new teams start with us, they go through a Living Positively with Dementia course, they do a 1 day and then a 2 day, they go through Dementia Friends training, so they are really subject matters in that particular topic. So when people come to the Memory Cafe at Hutton View, they can get that advice and that guidance.
Yeah. It's important to I mean, as you say, with the stickers in the shop windows, it's important that that people understand that people with dementia, the early onsets of it, you don't look any different to anybody else that's walking around on the high street. And it must be so easy for a shop to start getting impatient with somebody that can't quite remember why they've walked into a shop, for example. So these stickers in the shops, very important, because you do get, once you understand dementia, you do get a greater amount of patience with people who are not quite as quick as everybody else. And I think that is really important for...
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, so we were saying, you know, that every month we get our haircuts. Yeah. And actually, you know, that's something we have been doing for many years and will continue doing for many years to come. And just because you say get a diagnosis of dementia doesn't mean that things stop from that diagnosis. You're still going to want to go to the hairdresser. You're still going to want to go to the bank. You're still going to want to go and do your weekly shop. And if, as a care home, we can support the community in having that understanding of dementia, it means that people can access those services for longer and remain part of their community.
I think it's important that the community gets behind you. Now, you want to build relationships with the community, schools, churches and local businesses. How would you build the relationship with the schools, for example?
So what we're doing in Billericay is we've started a Dementia Friendly Schools Award programme, and that's something I'm very keen to start in Hutton. We also run a session called Songs and Smiles, which is for 0 to 4 year olds to come over to Hutton View Care Home once a week, spend time with residents, sing songs, play music, and really have that intergenerational engagement with each other, which is so valuable for not just the children but for the older residents as well. We're going to want to invite the schools in regularly to spend time with residents. You know, I've got plans to hold an Easter egg hunt later in the year. You know, so it's about sort of having that relationship there, not just with the schools but with the churches, the WI Rotary Club, just to sort of bring everyone together. It's all about community. That's the key.
There was a fantastic program on TV not so long ago, about 6 months or so ago, where they took youngsters into care homes, and the elderly residents, they acted 10, 20 years younger.
Yeah. I've got a little sort of five and a half month old baby boy, and he comes into the care home every week. And when I bring him in and sort of give him to the residents, their eyes and their faces just light up.
Yeah, they do.
You know, the joy that they see from having, you know, that interaction with young children is unbelievable. And, you know, it's so important that we teach these younger generations about, you know, growing old and you know, expose them to this, so that when they grow up and become young adults and adults themselves, they can provide that support back to their community.
Fantastic. I think you're doing fantastic work. I really do.
Thank you.
Now, if anybody's listening to this and they want to come to talk to you in perhaps or in Shenfield at Coming up to Christmas, is there anywhere you're going to be that I can meet you?
Yeah, so myself, our hospitality manager Arif, and one of our marketing girls Verity are going to be at the Shenfield Christmas Fair.
All right.
We're going to be raising money for Alzheimer's research and giving away a John Lewis hamper.
Oh.
So come down, have a chat with us.
I'll be there.
Yeah, come on down, Mike. We'll put your name in the hat and we'll be drawing that. So we can take your information and we can then obviously send you info about the care home, and we're hoping to open the information suites so you can come down, have a look at our, you know, what sort of environments we're building, hopefully from the new year.
So if anybody's listening and they just want to sit and talk to you about it or look at some more information, have you got a website or a telephone number they can call?
Yeah, you can go to the Hallmark Care Homes website, just sort of follow the links through there. You can see some beautiful renderings of the home. I mean, it is absolutely stunning. I mean, I'm so excited to see the finished product because there's not going to be anything else like it in the area. It's going to be so good. or you can call us on 01277 455 201 and, yeah, you can get your information that way.
Right, Carl, I mean, this is something we like to concentrate on, the community stuff. We have a lot of stuff with St Francis Hospice when they come in. Mm. They come in once a month. Would you like to come in once a month and talk about a different aspect of the area?
I'd love to, Mike. You know, it's so important that as a community we understand how to support the older generations. And, yeah, I'd love to come back again.
Well, Carl, you're welcome to come here anytime you want, and I mean that, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Thank you so much, Mike.